AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. There's been a burst of activity not far from the upstate New York prison where two inmates escaped last week. Officials say bloodhounds picked up their scent in the woods near the prison. Our correspondent Warren Levinson reports officials didn't think they'd gotten all that far.
Investigators don't have any evidence the two escaped killers have gotten their hands on a car. And since Joyce Mitchell, the prison tailor shop instructor they believe was going to drive the getaway car Saturday, didn't show up, they're again looking close to the prison. Mitchell's son tells NBC his mother went to the hospital Saturday and would not have helped anyone escape.
Schools near the prison were closed today. Residents received automated calls warning them to lock their doors, close their windows, and leave on the outside lights. According to a government workers' union, the data breach at the Office of Personnel Management is much worse than had been reported. The union says hackers stole personnel data and Social Security numbers for every federal employee, including military and veterans records. Have you given to someone through crowdfunding? Our Ben Thomas reports federal regulators are going after scammers.
It's the Federal Trade Commission's first case involving crowdfunding. The agency says it settled charges against a man who raised more than $100,000 through Kickstarter to create a board game. When the project fell through, Eric Chevalier used the money to pay his rent rather than returning it as promised to donors. He's been ordered to repay the money, but the judgment is suspended because he doesn't have any.
Michigan's Republican governor has signed an adoption law that allows faith-based agencies to refuse referrals that violate their beliefs, like gay couples. Governor Rick Snyder says it will help more kids get adopted.
There are some of these organizations that have scaled back their services in other states over this issue of religious freedom.
Critics say it allows the agencies to discriminate. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon's top general says a new U.S. support hub in Iraq could serve as a model in the fight against Islamic State militants. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey is suggesting the military reach could extend even further, telling reporters in Europe the U.S. may set up more sites if this one is successful. Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon says there's no shortage of potential locations.
Essentially any spot where we had a forward operating base in the last war.
Dempsey also says he may eventually recommend U.S. troops move into the riskier role of calling in airstrikes from the ground, something administration war strategy critics say is badly needed. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The House has approved a $579 billion defense spending bill. It offers a small pay raise to the troops, and it gives the president roughly all the money that he requested. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.